But just then, a train arrived, speeding into the station. Apparently, it had not been expected, as Martin observed the attendant gaping at it, glancing again at his watch, then turning to look back along the track, searching for a sign of the train, which he was certain had recently departed. He turned back to observe the incoming locomotive as it slowed and halted next to the platform.
"I could have sworn," the attendant uttered as he turned to Mr. Trumartin.
"I'm sure I saw it leave, sir."
The attendant removed his cap and scratched his head.
"You mean that's it? That's the train to Lasermain?"
"I don't know how, but yeah, I guess it is," replied the attendant, obviously puzzled.
"Maybe I've been here too long."
"Yeah," agreed Mr. Trumartin. "Or maybe not long enough."
Mr. Trumartin placed his hands on Martin's slumping shoulders.
"This is going to be the best thing I ever did for you," he said.
"They're expecting me."
But the vendor remained unresponsive, and Martin again cleared his throat. He scanned the deserted terminal, half expecting to encounter a familiar face. Then, turning once again to face the vendor, he shouted at the top of his voice,
"I'm their grandson!"
Finally, the vendor pointed at the terminal's doorless exit at the front.
"Thanks," Martin said, but what he meant was, "Thanks for nothing."
Directly outside the terminal, Martin saw a car parked curbside. It was an old town car right out of the 1920s. Martin had seen one just like it in an old magazine someplace and had admired its beauty. The car gleamed in the sunlight and looked brand spanking new. A uniformed chauffeur stood beside the open rear right passenger door and indicated for Martin to climb in. Martin strolled over, and shielding his eyes in the bright glare of the car, he looked up at the driver.
"Are you waiting for me, sir?"
The driver maintained his silence, but indicated once again for Martin to help himself into the back seat. Relieved to be recognized by someone, Martin mounted the running board and climbed into the vehicle. The driver shut the door, then slid into the driver's seat and started the engine, pausing momentarily to examine Martin in the rearview mirror.